that silver spoon with first landing, and at Toll, the fast horse out in the middle of the track, Finnegan moving up right alongside. After that, it's Troilus with Tommy Lee, Sword Dancer on the far outside. Along the inside, it's at Toll. Coming by the stand, it's Troilus with Tommy Lee right alongside, battling head and head. At Toll on the inside, third, Sword Dancer fourth, Open View fifth. Finnegan is sixth, a gap of two lengths, and Festival King is seventh. Silver Spoon eighth, first landing ninth. On the far side, Royal Orbit is tenth, Our Dad 11th, Easy Spur 12th. After that, it's the Chosen One 13th, with Guns 14th. Die Hard is 15th, and there comes Rico Tassio in 17th position. That's Troilus on the backstretch now getting a length lead, but Tommy Lee is moving right alongside and challenging. It's Sword Dancer now head and head for third with Atoll, as Atoll stablemate Open View is close at hand in fifth position. Finnegan is sixth, and first landing begin to move along the inside under the urging of Eddie R. Carroll. A gap of three lengths, and it is Festival King 7th. Far outside, it is Easy Spur. They swing around the turn. It's Tommy Lee getting the lead. A Sword Dancer from the Brookmead stable moves up now to challenge. And at Tollis, third, Finnegan is the strong horse coming on fourth with first landing. And after that, it is the Heart Festival King. Now they're coming toward the top of the stretch, and it's Sword Dancer and Tommy Lee battling head and head for the lead. Finnegan coming on third, first landing, has to go wide fourth. On the outside, it's Open View fifth. After that, it's Dunks. Now they've only got an eighth of a mile to go, and whipping and driving, it's Sword Dancer drawing away by a half a length with Tommy Lee on the inside. First landing coming on, but can't catch this Sword Dancer. Now they've only got a 16th of a mile to go, and it's Sword Dancer still in front. As they go over the finish line, it's a head-and-head battle. It's Tommy Lee on the inside to win it by a head. Sword Dancer was second, and first landing was third.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights. Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.